This is Wade Rafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Two former researchers for the Pew Research Center found in an analysis of 309 of Pew's international studies a failure rate from false data of 30%. Pew disputes the charges. Local police have become increasingly vocal in denouncing new gun measures in a dozen different states. They say the new laws expose officers to greater danger and prevent them from doing their jobs effectively. Police were able to get Georgia's governor to veto a new gun bill and have complained about Mississippi's open carry law. Polls indicate that Donald Trump would be the most unpopular major party nominee in the modern era, with nearly two-thirds saying they have an unfavorable opinion of him. More than half view him very unfavorably or say they're scared of his candidacy, figures with no precedent among modern presidential nominees. The Justice Department is restoring access to some government watchdogs to sensitive internal records after reviewing steps taken by the Obama administration in recent years, which had harmed investigations and compromised their independence. According to the Italian Supreme Court of Cassation, stealing food from a supermarket may not be a crime if you're homeless and hungry. The court relied on an Italian legal doctrine, ad impossibilia nemo tentur, a Latin expression meaning no one is expected to do the impossible. UN Security Council finally agreed on something unanimously, ordering a stop to firing on and destroying hospitals which violate the rules of war, though many of the countries voting to draw the line had already crossed it. New York City subway usage, now at nearly 1.8 billion rides per year, has not been this high since 1948. Takata airbag recall is doubling the number of recalls by 35 million more cars, far exceeding the largest automotive recall in U.S. history. In seeking to rebuild the Sharswood neighborhood in Philadelphia, the housing authority there is not only building new homes, but also a school and commercial district. Non-white voters could make up nearly 30% of the electorate in 2016, up from 14% in 1984. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.